nice lunch. All right, we're moving on to conceptual design. I'll just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience and that was generally how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how it should look. We discussed the iPod-like button system, which we haven't included, but so if you all have presentations to do, you can see what where you've come from our last. Does everyone have presentations?
Yes.
Yes. Then maybe let you go first.
Sure. So I've been looking at the components design, mostly by consulting remote control diagrams from the internet and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts and other parts we'll just use standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board, because the circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So we have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people, and they'll just print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and the wheels, the iPod-style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver. Those are standard. And we also need a beeper or buzzer or other sort of noise thing for locating the remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. I don't know why we want to. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod-style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on design.
I have been searching the current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches, and the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that, and last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Our fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, you know, whatever our motto is, for fashion, we get fashion. The fashion and electronics. So we want to put the fashion and electronics. We need to go fruit and vegetables. And also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology is industrial designer as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have fruit instead of vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also you need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, the spongy. It has to be technologically innovative, so maybe again our industrial designers should look into that or come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarise, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
So that fruit and vegetables thing. Oh. I actually wasn't aware of the new trends in electronics.
Well, it's a trend in fashion, in clothing and
fabrics. You're not going to wear your look.
So, okay, let me... That's right. Here we go, conceptual user interface. Trying to talk about... what kind of, how people are actually going to be using this iPod-ish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And basically, so this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We haven't discussed the last.
Because if we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel,
you need a screen.
It seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen with music because you're looking for a specific song, like you know that band or whatever.
But like if you
think
about
it,
it's
you know, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to switch to like DVD and like other things like that.
We're actually not having DVD. That was one of.
Okay,
but the screen can come up on the telly.
So if we're not going to have a screen, so basically it's just going to be a wheel then. I think you're going to have some kind of a... Yeah, like you're going to have to be able to switch to like a mode where you can, okay, we're not choosing that, I guess, but like choose channel control, like because people aren't going to be able to have like, channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so that people seem to be, but you're going to have to scroll to get channels, so, I guess that's what I was thinking, you may need to have some kind of screen because so that people can go back and forth and choose it. I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV, like the channel you're on, you just scroll and you can just get to like 5 or like 12.
But what if you have satellite and you have like 200 channels, then to make a channel on one
channel
and you
have
to... You can quickly switch.
But I think the wheel goes to like 100.
Yeah, if you do, so we'll have to, so we basically just kind of need to figure out like what kind of, range we need to have on the wheel. And So you're either doing this motion to like control the channels, or like once you stop that, you know, you can like tap for different functions like volume, or like you can tap just to get to different channels. Like if you just wanted to go to like from 5 to 6, you could tap. And then there's also the concern about, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, switch around, like these different modes, like turn on the timer, or like something like that.
I mean, with that many options, I'd think that the screen would be better. Because
I would think so too.
Like
menu
option.
So I mean, and it does seem a little silly to have the screen if you hardly are ever using it, because. But then again, it does make kind of, if the screen's sort of just like an option that like is just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of.
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
That's
the
only
thing.
You have
to
get an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than that.
So then basically, it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing. You can get to, you can. Like maybe it'll be that central button. Then you hit that, and then it brings up like the menu on the TV.
Yeah.
And you can just scroll around.
So
like,
the TV
to do the
is
timer,
the
to do the,
So it would have all these different options of changing.
But the remote itself isn't really
okay,
cluttered.
Okay, last seconds.
Well, we don't want the screen, I guess, but because it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive. I don't know, and then, so just really all you need is like this little wheel, then you can control it. So.
What if, I mean, if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attributes, and you just have this, and it's like just a long silver thing or whatever. I mean, are you going to have any buttons on that besides power and this thing, or?
It doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, and the power button can even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we're looking at something that could be like, even maybe like I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it should be.
It needs to be easy to somehow needs to be easy to like manipulate the user.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just kind of like that.
When we had the Mini remote control, it was on the top, I think.
Yeah. Were there buttons on there as well?
Yeah, well, it had the wheelie thing, and then it had those 18 different buttons that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
So we just used the top part.
I think it could be pretty small. You want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you had like a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much? Like so you could slide it up if you needed to like change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
But can't you just do
you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe something on the side.
But you can have a
little
slip
of a
handle.
But I mean, do you need that if you can get to, if so long as you're able to bring up the menu on a TV screen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's
that
the thing is if we can do this, then probably.
Yeah. You wouldn't. I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah.
So
I guess we have to look into the, the programming. How they actually program these things.
Oh, how they make the menu show up on the TV.
You can do it.
It's not even inside the TV, not inside the remote.
I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television. Which
well,
is
well, they usually are. Well,
I've never bought just a remote. So I guess
that's
alright. So, I've never had a hard time with like my remotes like
bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever, you know, and I don't think that's that should be too hard.
Yeah, but most of the ones we've had have had the menu button, because it's not like you need to have a button access to like change the contrast or something.
Yeah.
So just gonna come up every day or something.
Yeah. And so to me, like I see what you think about. But I mean, you just basically need the output signal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have
But also, if you have it on the screen, you could actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is, like, they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand.
Yeah.
You're never going to
So, but you mean if we have this screen like the iPod screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay. So, yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because, you know, it is so obnoxious to like have to push this. Like, okay, now I hit this, you know, you're gonna look great, like hit this button twice. Like.
And it is technologically innovative in a way, so
I guess
it's like that.
And it is trendy, the iPods are, you have right now.
Did you get that picture on, did they provide you that picture?
My web research, so
it's very interesting. What are we going to do about this vegetable thing?
I was gonna say, you said people want spongy. One of the material options is a sort of rubber that's not like the stress ball things. So
okay, that would be spongy.
Just nice feel, but I.
That would be kind of, usually the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic, like mouse type, thing. What if we had like a spongy sort of like. Stress ball kind of feeling.
I don't think it can work.
Or what if we integrated the what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables is somehow made it tactilely, tapped into that, so like it feels like.
Well, it could be like snowballs that you just put a cover.
Yeah.
If it's a small thing. You instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which. you could just have covers, and then your mobile—it's like a mobile phone thing. You know, there was a time when they had all these different covers.
Yeah,
so you could do like the computers where they have like a grapefruit apple machine, and they have like the blueberry. Colors are named after fruits.
You could name it after.
And it could—the color can fit to your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then we have the green one.
I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing.
Yeah.
Where the thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have silver.
I don't know.
How are you all envisioning by what we've just the feedback we've just got about
maybe a bowl.
A bowl.
No, squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy bowl.
That's in the shape of
but you can, you're thinking, it's weird, you're thinking the opposite of me. You're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard? Would you put a sticker sort of? So I was thinking, if you have a cover for the squashy bit, like.
This is just. Okay. So that's the squashy bit.
Squashy.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a cover for.
But. See, I was thinking this.
I
was thinking this bit here would be the cover, and like that's your actual.
Yeah.
And like, this
like
you can have like you can have like cherries and.
Yeah.
things around there.
I was thinking of a single ball shape.
I was thinking if it was like this, because the way you were describing the iPod and the roll thing.
It's like it has to be. Yeah.
It's almost like your thumb was further up, so if you could squish it lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be very big, and I like how big this big, and then you just do that.
What
yeah,
if yeah,
yeah
what
yeah,
if
yeah,
the
yeah.
squishy or so you're saying the squishy part's like detachable and you can so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing. And then you can have like the banana squishy thing and you could get you could have your choice, you know.
Well just the I can't just like calm down thing. Like cover. But well the question is which one's easiest to change and we can just contact our relevant department for that and
yeah.
just see what the cost is for carbon dioxide or carbon
yeah,
dioxide.
Yeah.
For now we can do two prototypes maybe and then
yeah.
try and ask users what the best is. That's nice. I think it's nice
yeah.
to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very
yeah. I mean, I think, and I think the handheld. I think the handheld part is definitely so you can make that into a vegetable.
It is a bit like those juggling balls. You can change shape according to your to the way you hold
yeah,
it. If it's got sand in it, maybe or something.
Mm.
It just molts to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
We don't
I
know.
Guess it would be either in the color of that plastic
yeah.
case on the front or in the color of the squishy thing underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest is the company. The company done the silver.
It was yeah, silver and yellow. It looks like.
We could promote the banana one.
Yeah. I mean, that's another question where we're gonna, or we should have the logo somewhere on it.
Mm-hmm. Should also fit the batteries, which you haven't.
I think the batteries would have to go right into the plastic
yeah.
case.
Yeah, and that would.
Okay.
Especially if you're switching out the squishy part, then you need to have the other part just be sort of a single unit that you can snap off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
It would be interesting to have the squishy bit. Part that you yeah can change into the different you know, trendy vegetables and foods, but
well, I know you spend so much time like, switching it to your own personal pan. Then you get a new one, you have to do it all over again.
Yeah,
and it's automatically. Does it automatically?
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean because they were made for me. But there's someone, Ponen's concept. Question mark, energy, question
mm-hmm.
mark. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. So what do we know about energy? I mean, we're gonna use batteries, right?
We actually have an option of batteries, solar power, and a dynamo, which is something I don't know what it is.
Oh, dynamo is, it's a bicycle. It's a bicycle mechanism. It's the, it's like if something moves,
oh,
when
okay.
it moves,
yeah. The other one was
energy.
The other one was a kinetic thing where you basically have to wind it yourself. So
yeah,
I sort of picked battery. We could have talked about doing a wind up or a dynamo or solar power. But I think solar power is not available without the case, anyways.
Battery is not good.
It seems a little weird that dynamo would be interesting.
Dynamo, the fact with dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own. But just like also, if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy, and you don't need to buy a battery because I've run away. But we need to find cost.
Yeah.
Cost.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone
yeah,
have costs on the
all it said was it gave sort of relative. Some chips are more expensive than others, sort of things. It didn't give me the actual
okay.
cost.
Right.
Mm. Most of the stuff's pretty cheap though, bought in bulk, so I think it's a cheap one. But the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on print mean?
For things like remote controls, the stamp out a chip,
mm-hmm.
calculated too, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a computer, you can't like reprogram your remote control, so you're stamped onto the chip.
So chip on print is just means like that then
yeah.
it's produced. Mm-hmm. And case? Yeah, I guess
case
that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Case and I'm thinking of like some type of case. let's see. you two are going to be playing with Glenda. And working on look and feel of design and user interface design. And you're going to be doing product evaluation. So you'll get more instructions from the personal coach.
Okay, cool.
See you soon. Does it matter that I end early?
That's strange.
Okay.
It's early?
How early is it?
I think it's early.
I think in a pop-up thing.